You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
All right, folks, it is episode number 60. Oh, my gosh, who would have ever thunk we would have made it to 60? But here we are, and it's pretty awesome. For all you guys out there listening, you know, you get the usual suspects. You get me. Sarah's here in Akashi, Japan. PJ's here in Osaka, Japan. But we've got someone else. We've got someone in America right now. Another person, a guest. This week, I'd like to welcome, or this episode, I'd like to welcome Super Chuckles. As you are now.
Yeah.
Hey. Super Chuckles.
Yeah.
So, should we continue addressing you as this, or is there another name we can give you?
Well, you could either be as Super Chuckles or Chuck.
Okay. Really, we'll go with Chuck for the rest of the blend of both of them. Yeah, because maybe every time I call you Super Chuckles, I'll start giggling. So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm honored.
Very cool.
We're honored that you agreed to join us so quickly too. So thank you for joining. Yeah.
No problem.
That's right. That's right.
I enjoy you guys' podcast.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very cool. I can already tell right now, just for everyone listening and for those of you who are the four of us in our little Zoom room, there's a little bit of lag. So apologies if you hear some of us like stepping on each other's words. That's okay. It happens. Chuck, I was wondering if you could just tell us, first of all, where you are. And, you know, I think just to begin with, we're curious to hear about your Munzee story. How did it all begin for you?
Yeah, sure. So, and being that this is a world game, I live, quote unquote, near Pittsburgh, PA. For those on the near where I live is Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know it.
And so, I currently live there. Like you guys, I moved from New Jersey, very deep South Jersey, to Johnstown, and I didn't actually hear about Munzee until I moved out here to Johnstown from a geocacher. Okay. And we were at a CETO event, and the event was done, and we were bouncing from cache to cache, and he's like, "Oh, there's a sticker on this light pole." And I never heard of Munzee at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And so he scans it. And I didn't have the app at the time. And I had a QR code reader. And I read it. And it's like, oh, he's FTC. And it's like, oh, it must be first to capture and stuff. And actually, it's what we were near St. Mary's, which was where DD Cards was operating and out of the retailer, Munzee retailer. Why I say this is because I remember Sarah posting on Facebook a couple months ago that she's seen a Munzee of DD Cards sticker out in the West Coast. And so I'm like, oh, that's cool that someone from the West Coast bought an East Coast sticker. But this was like later. I mean, obviously when Sarah posted a picture, but anyways, yeah. So, yeah. And I joined in 2014 actually, sorry. And I didn't really start playing till the end of 2015, because there at that time in Johnstown, there was three Munzees.
Okay.
On the map. And so it's like, okay, I got those. What next? And I was still primarily focused on geocaching. at that time. So it's like, okay, whatever. And then the next county over, guy was playing, and I would put out a virtual here or there or something. And so he started messaging me and got me to play a little bit more and more and more. So, but then other people started playing other towns over and stuff. So, but yeah, that's the very beginning of it. I, you know, like I said, the map wasn't in my area very populated. And so this guy the next town over encouraged me to do clan wars and joined his clan. And, you know, I didn't have stickers. I didn't have a printer to print my own or anything like that. And he was very kind to me and gave me some of his stickers that he bought from the store. And so I started out that way. And then it just went on from there. So, but that's the basic introduction, first couple years for me for playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's just progressed to the point where it's at now. You know, along the way, Munsey headquarters, you know, added things to the game, like game pieces, like Skylands, tree houses, and stuff to help diversify the game. And so eventually that's, you know, things, those and the rewards got to be where the map is now for Johnstown. And so, well,
I'm looking at your map now and you've really developed it. It's no longer empty.
Yeah. I had a couple of gardens out there that the one person the next town over was nice to set up, because for those gardens, so going back in the beginning, when I downloaded the app, the app was very cumbersome, not very user friendly in my opinion, but it's progressed to the way it is now. And So I asked for this person's help to make gardens, and two now, and she was very nice about that and helped. And but so that's why there's a couple other hot spots over here in Johnstown that don't have a spreadsheet, because I never got into doing the Munsey garden on the computer, because when I was interested in doing it, it was still, in my opinion, cumbersome. And so I just made like a free range gardens for flats and regular virtuals and stuff like that. So yeah, but yeah, that's It took almost 10 years to get the map the way it is. And I'm sure you guys trade virtuals too. And so I've traded virtuals for people or POIs, and they're like, oh, where do you want me to deploy or whatever? And so that's, you know, trading and all that stuff's helped build up the map here in Johnstown.
Yeah. That's so cool. I mean, and now, I mean, I'm just looking at your profile and you're on your way to 25 million points. So,
yeah.
You don't just dabble in Munsey. You play pretty seriously.
I've talked to my wife about that. We had conversations about that. She plays, but she's more of like a casual player. Yeah. I forget. I was listening to an earlier podcast this year. One of you guys, I forget who it was like, yeah, playing with a friend. And it's like, oh, there's Munsey right there. Open up your phone and cap it. And the friend's like, okay. Well, that's the way my wife is now. And
so that's where my son is now with the world of playing. I'll be like, Kai, like, you know, as he has turned into a teenager. So he's like, I'm like, wow, there's Munzee's here now. And he's like, pull my phone out of my pocket and push on the app. Yeah. We don't even have a VPN anymore. We're not in China now. So like you hit it and it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, what also helped with getting points is, it was a, for lack of better term, side effect, from what Munzee headquarters once, has, established crates. And so it's like, okay, if they're going to keep doing crates, I have to incorporate finding physicals when it's convenient for me. And so, I drive 35 miles a day one way for work. And so I'm like, and that takes about 45 minutes to an hour, one way. And I'm like, by the time I get home and stuff, I'm like, I gotta find a way to, make it convenient for me to get these crates as well. And so it's like, okay, tree houses, you know, along the route. So I'm up to, from the benefits of me, my wife and my friend, putting out tree houses along that route to be able to stop and capture it without adding time to my route. Okay. And so, yeah. Then a couple months ago, they, did the premium, tree houses and stuff. And I wasn't a fan of at that first because of that timer and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, well, I drive less than 12 hours apart. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. But then when they switched it over to the current situation, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. So yeah, I'm up to, if I remember and capture them all, up to 50 premium captures. Wow. Or tree houses. Wow. And so, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, like I said, that's a 30-mile drive.
Yeah.
35. And so, you know, over that, you get 25, you know, tree houses along the way. Mm. But yeah. And so that's, you know, my current situation. So yeah. Someone said earlier about, before we start recording about, me going to Woodstock.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mentioned. What I'm curious about. So, I mean, I know one thing that we've talked about on the podcast before is ever since I got into this game myself, and even with geocaching, I always did it in Japan, and there was always a very small community and not a lot around. And I got into Munzee, and I've always been doing it in Asia. And I have to admit, even disappointingly enough, when I finally got to play Munzee in Canada, I was in this little town in Ontario where there was nothing there. And even in the nation's capital, Ottawa, a city of over a million people, there's two POIs in the downtown. It's like, what's that? It's a freaking capital city, but oh well. But I mean, I always watch videos of all these great, these big mega events and the geocaching events. And of course, I've always been a fan of Joshua, the geocaching vlogger, and I love watching his stuff and See My Shell and those guys doing all those videos. And they often, you know, will go to these big geocaching events, and then now recently they've been making more and more Munzee videos as well, and Munzee content. It's so fun, and I've always wanted to go to these events. So I'm so curious when I hear about people who've actually had a chance to go. So yeah, tell us about that big event.
Yeah. So I got a preface is that me and my wife just celebrated 5 years of marriage. And
oh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. We happened to get married. Well, not happened. It just coincided that we got married on the giga event of Woodstock, but we didn't have the wedding there. It just happened to be the same day 5 years ago or whatever. And so we're like, this year we're like, all right, we're going to do something for 5 years, because we didn't really do anything in the past 5 years for to like a big milestone. So when Woodstock was published a year or two ago and saying, oh, it's going to be in Kentucky. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, that's a possibility. And so time came. It's like, all right, well, we'll go to we wanted to go to the couple of museums in eastern part of Kentucky near Georgetown. And so it's like, okay, well, we'll book those. And I wasn't really want to go to Woodstock at first. I mean, at first I was, but then I wasn't. And then the organizer of the Munsey events messaged me and was like, hey, you want to be a co-host for one of the four events? I'm like, okay, sure, but you don't have to do that, because I didn't want to say, no, I'm not going. And so he puts me as a co-host, and I'm fine with that. And then like, I looked through the attendees, and I'm like, oh, Coach V is going. Like, this was like within like a month of the event. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, we're going. I'm like, I'm not telling her why. It's like, all right, yeah, we're going. But because of what I just said. And so we go to Georgetown, and then I booked a campground on the eastern part of Kentucky, even further away, because we weren't planning on going. But we didn't sleep well that day, and we drove 3 hours to Woodstock. And then because that plays a part in it, the first morning event on like that Saturday, I get there, and we're late because we just drove 3 hours to get to the event. So I'm kind of tired and walking around seeing people that I know from my clan. And Coach V is sitting there, and the geocache vlogger is sitting like together, and they're talking. I'm like,
oh, cool.
Internally, I'm like geeking out, because it's like both of them are there talking, like, oh, hey, you know, talking. And I totally forget to scan the event code for the first morning. I'm like, oh, man. And so, but then the second event that we went to, the one that I was one of the co-hosts,
yeah,
I was able to remember to scan that event code and get that. But because we weren't planning on going to Woodstock, I didn't buy a lot of blasts.
Oh, okay.
Because we were just planning on staying around Georgetown, Kentucky, and so I bought like 30 blasts for that town, because the guy who lives there did the same thing I did, traded, made gardens and stuff. Yeah. So I bought like 30 or 40 blasts and use them all up there in Georgetown, and I have nothing for Woodstock. And so I'm sitting there for each like spot for a half an hour, just hand capping.
Yeah.
And I didn't even move for like 30 minutes. And I'm just sitting there capping all the different levels of Munsies.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah. My wife was like, all right, can we go somewhere else now? Okay. And then we stop, and they sit there for another half an hour hand capping.
Because I
forgot all these blasts and stuff. I'm like, and she's, so, but yeah. And then it got to meet Coach V and Rob, and he's really cool. I was like I said, I was like internally geeking out, I don't know, just because I got to meet Coach V.
Yeah.
So,
well, that is
that was the this past May. So yeah.
That is a cool story. Wow. And you know what? Like, I'm such, I guess, and although I've been playing for a few years, I've always played in small maps. So I'm such a noob. I thought I was, I mean, it was a big special day for me when I used 8 blasts back in Osaka in July. I used 8 blasts. I was like, wow, I use 8 blasts. Oh my God. But again, yeah. I've never been to something like that. I've never been, you know, to a, I've never been to a place like, say, for example, in the UK or in the States where there's like really built up maps. I'm sure. Yeah, it's a whole different world.
It really
is. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I didn't ever from the beginning ever think to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be using 30 or 40 blast captures in a day. And then that day, there was a new daily record broken that day, and this guy did like a couple, like shattered the record by a couple million. It's like, holy cow, like, you know.
How many did
you? Yeah. So, yeah.
He wasn't hand capping, was he? He wasn't.
Oh no! He deployed like an insanely amount of cards that day. Like it was like Rob was like, yeah, you could have gotten 50,000 point day like that badge just off his cards. I mean, this guy did put out quite a bit of cards, and it was actually that day, Woodstock day. I was at a geocache. And I open up the map to the Munzee map to see where, you know, to kind of correlate where I can get points and a cache. And 2 minutes before I got the cache, I looked, there wasn't no cards there. And then we get that cache and log the cache and open up the map. And there's like 100 cards right over top of me. I'm like, holy cow, this guy's hand deploying or computer deploying these cards right there. And then it's like wherever he was, and I'm like, holy cow.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hear that, PJ and Sarah, we're all lightweights here.
Stories. I know it. I get bored just doing 10 car, you know, cause you got to sit down and try, especially on those crowded maps. I mean, I was just trying to deploy for tomorrow, which would be Sunday here, but Saturday in the States. So I'm deploying for the events this weekend. And, you know, if you're doing it in the one in Germany and the one in Budapest, it takes 10 minutes just to find a blank space.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
That's why I don't like those. Like, give me a good shopping mall in Florida, you know, to drop Florida. Or like in Minnesota, where there's like lots of space around. And that's why I also enjoy deploying to the small events. Number one, to give them love and to show them love. But also it's always pretty easy. But those, I've lamented that one before to you, PJ and Sarah, about the European events. So I don't even like to open those maps anymore, because I'm just like, where would I put one?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is why I tell you guys to do quick deploy on your phone. It's a lot easier.
Well, definitely, like I was saying, like the early days, it was cumbersome on the app, like back in 2015, and now it's like I like these updates that you can do deploy on the phone. And so
we get lots of good advice from Sarah, but I tend to ignore it, because, you know, who needs good advice when you can try to do it the painful hard way from my laptop? And I, you know, wait, no, nah, never mind. I'm a
computer user. Right. I wouldn't even use my phone at all if we didn't need to go out and physically scan things in. I'm a computer guy, and I'm a labeler. I can't stand unlabeled things. So I can't just have quick deploy. I've got to put hello from Osaka or whatever. Right. I know it's a sickness. I can't help it, but
yeah. Yes.
Well, you know what I do? I put in the first one and it's just the same one. So this weekend it was happy double points weekend from Japan. And so then I copied it before I deployed it. And then for every single one, I just pasted it and pasted it and pasted it.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't like that, just the quick deploy ones either, but that's my workaround. Just copy and paste that week title, that weekend title, and then...
Right.
You're not too into that, Sarah. I've noticed when we got our 100-point Munzee, she still has not relabeled those. See, the OSD, I went through and relabeled everyone, Every single one, and both our first attempt and our second attempt. So it's got a title and a number. And every time I see hers, they drive me insane. My OCD.
Why I'm going to leave them forever, just like that.
You know you are.
I'm never going back to the
reading. And a lot of people don't label those babies. No reason to label, especially temporary things. I get that, but it's just my OCD won't let it go.
Well, yeah, and the cards. Yeah, I mean, especially the ones that like the couch potato cards, or you know, ones like that that headquarters puts out. Yeah, yeah, I leave them there like that, so that way there it's just easier because you know, couch potato. Yeah, okay, boom, send. You know,
yeah.
And
well, especially at an event, no one's going to take the time to read them anyway, because right. There's too many things on the board to read.
Most people are, yeah, and so many people are just using blasts anyway, right? So yeah,
fair enough. Right. And I do too at events. So it's much. I mean, you know, our events are much smaller, but I still use a lot of blasts. So I'm not. I understand what I'm saying is unreasonable, but that's just who I am.
Yeah, as I like what Coach V said that one time, Krusty. You know.
Yeah. Yes, he's called me Krusty.
Krusty, we prefer to eat salty, but you know.
Yeah.
He's salty. He's Krusty Krab. He's not salty.
I have to admit, I did laugh at that because it was just funny. But yeah. I go back to the temporaries and cards. Yeah, I did. I did like to see that how you guys' event turned out. It looked like it was a good time and quite a few people showed up.
Especially
we were really worried about the weather, so I'm actually it turned out over a period of 3 or 4 days I think all the major players came, so in the end it worked out quite well.
Thank you
for deploying and a bunch of people put a lot there. Even my phone was so hot it was uncomfortable to touch. That's a good problem to have, but mind you.
Yeah.
Nice.
We were lucky that the rain started to pour right at the very end as we were all exhausted. The kids were exhausted. That's a problem when you bring the kids to a Munsey event. We got to 3 o'clock and they were dragging and the rain's coming, we better go.
It's really great having younger players around, but of course they get the attention span quite, isn't it? But you know, there were a lot of convenience stores inside that park, so you just keep feeding them sugar, like here, eat this chocolate and like eat cups. And then like all of a sudden they get like, you know, like second wins and third wins and they'll play for a bit longer. And then you realize that they're playing games, but it's not Muncie, and you're just like, oh, whatever, as long as they're quiet and following me, that's okay.
Exactly.
And they're still there. Okay. But I'm curious. I'm curious, Chuck, you talked about Geo Woodstock. How often do you get a chance to go to even like smaller events? Are there events in your area, in your state that you get a chance to go to every once in a while?
Actually the person I referred to earlier, the girl that, woman, I should say, she's not young. I mean, I'm not saying she's old either, but, the woman, that she's been hosting events in her town, which is about an hour away from me, this year. It was three of the people there, over the past 8 months have been doing, the monthly event. Okay. And so I haven't been co-hosting or anything like that. Because in January, it's like where I live, I live in like a mountain range. And so one side of my town and the other side is like the mountain range. And so we get a lot of snow and the weather is unpredictable here. And so I'm like, I'm not going to do this and have these people drive out here in snow and ice and stuff during January and February, March.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, whatever. So that, but she actually started the monthly events. And I was like, I don't want to put out $600 for a year for these Munsey events. sorry, MHQ, but it's just my opinion, you know. And so, but then they've been doing that. The 3O's guys have been doing that. And so, but yeah, and then I went to a couple, but then like their event in May was the same weekend as Geo Woodstock. So, you know, I was somewhere else, so I couldn't go to that one. And then in July, I was on vacation to the Adirondacks of New York. And so, you know, life. And then last weekend, they had one in here in PA, but then I was visiting my family in South Jersey. So it's just, you know, life. And that's the thing, like, with me, yeah, that's life. Like, I'm not as into the events like that, unless it was in my town, which someone actually did came up to Johnstown and host the events last summer.
Oh, okay.
For a couple of months, and was, since I was right here and it was like only like 5-10 minutes away, depending on where the event was, I went. And so, but yeah, and and I think it was April, I think the event that they had, I was on my way, and I have two kids, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old got car sick and threw up like the whole week's worth of food. It seemed like it was like all over the front of them. And it just seemed like it was last week's lunch, I mean, last week's food all over them. And I'm like, I can't drive another half an hour with this, the kid with throw up all over him, and show, oh, hey, you know, so it's like, yeah.
Anyone have wet wipes?
So, yeah. Yeah, but I would have ran out with the amount that was there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Right. And, but yeah, I, they are having set up, they already put out the one for September, and, I might go to that. I'm not sure, but I know that PJ has put out a couple of cards at each of those events. I even like these small events, I do look after I caption them to see who put out these cards. And I have seen that past couple months that PJ has put out some. So it's like, oh, okay, you know, return the favor.
Well, I only do one or two. You're crazy. You put lots and lots, which, by the way, I'm happy about. But, yeah, I try to do one or two at every event. And I do Pennsylvania because I'm from Newcastle. So anytime Pennsylvania event, I throw a little love that way. Because a lot of those people put out – Newcastle was a very old map when I visited a few years ago. And people put up a lot. So I figured I recognized a lot of them were playing in Southwest Pennsylvania. So I keep an eye out for that event. But I try to put out it every event, although I don't always get to it. But you know how it is. Life gets in the way. But I always deploy if it's a Pennsylvania event.
And just it's like, appreciated.
That's for Oregon. Sarah?
Oregon.
COVID disease.
Yeah. Now, so for me, whenever there's anything on the West Coast, everything, I guess when you're from Oregon, we're all Pacific Northwesterners. So all the British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia group up there, there's a small group in Seattle, sometimes in Washington and Oregon, they have some too. So yeah, I always keep an eye out for those groups too. I'd like to head to one of those British Columbia events. They have theirs every month too. So that looks like a pretty big group up there. So
yeah, I deployed a couple attempts up there. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I did all my traveling. Well, I mean big traveling before I started Munzeen and geocaching. Me and my friend and like went on a road trip to Grand Canyon from out here. And so like all this stuff back before I did all these geolocation games, and it's like, oh man, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do a road tripping Munzee event, just like Barb and Dale did last year. Last summer, where they went from Florence and they hit all the states that they hadn't been to yet. That would be would be pretty epic. We'll just you, me, and PJ will just rent a van and then we'll hit and go and hit it, see everybody that we want to say hi to.
Right.
Maybe once we retire, guys.
cool. Munzee dreams. Very cool. Well, I know that, like, for me, I'm just baby stepping along here. So I just deployed my first destination today on Penang. I deployed my first Skyland. So I now have a house. I'm still in temporary accommodations. This is still out of former dorm room I'm in here. But I do have an apartment. We'll have Wi-Fi installed on Monday afternoon, and then we'll move in a few days later. So I'm going to plot my first tree house down not far from there. We'll see how close I can get it to that Skyland. And then I will start putting some tree houses around and then go from there and see what happens. Once I get a fair number of more physicals out, then I'll maybe introduce it to. Oh, and Sarah is gone from the Zoom room. Oh, yeah, she's coming back in. So then I'll
Don't let her in. Don't let her in. Make her punish.
Keep her out of the room. Time out. Yeah.
Hey there.
She's back.
I'm back.
I was just saying how the map building, and right now Sarah has been kind enough to put out a garden right on top of my apartment compound, and that's being populated right now, which is cool. So Penang, Malaysia, probably Malaysia's first garden. So I'm looking forward to getting into the city a few times and over the next few weeks and getting in there and putting some Munzees around. But I really have to do that on my own. I can't go with my family because you know how that is, guys, when you go with your family somewhere and you're wanting to build a map, but it doesn't really work. They're tolerant for the first couple of deploys. And then they're like, come on, man.
Yeah. No question. I prefer, you know, capping. I prefer Munzee alone unless I'm with one of you guys or someone of similarly hardcore nature. Yeah. I can't, like my friend Mario, he's a very light player. And if we're together, he'll do one and then put his phone away. And I'm going, what are you doing? why do one? You know what I mean? There's like 50 in the area, but he's going, oh, yeah, I've done one. I'm good. I don't understand those people. I mean, bless them. But I don't understand, you know, what's the point?
The casual player, right? Yeah. We've talked, that's very casual, actually. But, I mean, you know, I think unless they're kind of serious about it, sometimes it's a challenge, right? Because even then, maybe they'll do more than one, but they'll get bored after 20 minutes or half an hour. Or in the case, like, when I'm with my kids, who I love very much, and I was really excited that my daughter was getting into it this summer, just like, well, you know, the heat affects them in a different way than me. I always say I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I just keep on going and going and going, and I push through the heat exhaustion, and I push through the hunger, and I push through the thirst, because I can drink later. I don't care if my feet hurt. They do, but you know what? I'll sit down later, but other people don't quite feel that way. But cool, man. Well, you know what? It's a Saturday. PJ and Sarah, unless you got something to ask here, it's Saturday morning where you are, Chuck, and I know you probably want to get out there and do some stuff and hit some Munzees or whatever. It's night here. It's approaching 10 p.m. where you guys are, so I don't want to keep you too much later. Now, Chuck, and I really appreciate it. It's so awesome that you came on the podcast. I just want to thank you so much. It was really neat when I reached out to you and, Sarah was like, when I said, I'm messaging him right now. And she was like, ask him to come on the podcast. And I did. And you just said yes. And that was really cool. Cause sometimes people, I've done a lot of podcasting over the years. And some people, I've talked to over the years who maybe like, I come across them on Twitter or somewhere and they're really active there. When I'm like, hey, would you like to come on my podcast? They're like, nah, I'm sorry. I'm just, no, don't do that. Or I don't want to talk. I don't want people hearing me. I'm like, okay. So we're very happy that you came on to share your Munzee story. And hopefully, we've been saying this for a while, we'll get more folks on to share their Munzee stories. because it's always awesome to hear how other people started and how they like to play. And that's always that neat thing. Earlier on in the podcast, one of our first episodes, our first few, we had some folks on, and everyone plays in really different ways. And sure. The game, one thing we talk about, how the game is really different for everyone. And it's really neat to hear that. Again, even just today, I mean, I thought I was being a BAMF by using 8 blasts at an event.
Yeah.
I'm just a chucklehead.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the offer and the time and you guys staying up late for you guys. I don't know if, you know, being that late, I don't know if anybody, you know, turns crusty or anything like that when after a certain time, but, you know.
One person does.
I tell you not, I'm not crusty at all. I am discerning.
He has opinions. He's opinionated.
I do.
But yeah, thank you. I appreciate the offer and the time. I'm honored that you guys were like, oh, hey, let's invite me. So yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Not only thank you for coming, but thank you for all the posting, all the cards. Not a week goes by that one of us doesn't see something in our neighborhoods or in our town, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's not just you. That's also a shout out to other people out there that are doing it as well.
Yeah.
It's appreciated, even if we don't always mention people by name. We do appreciate what people do.
And that's one of the things that's really awesome about the game, right? Like there's that kind of benevolence, and then you see people who give to each other and help each other, and it's fantastic when people do that. I need to get off my rear end and deploy more to events. I haven't done that in a while, so I got to do that.
Well, you've got to get back in the swing of things, Kevin. You're just used to not being able to play at all, really.
Right?
Yeah. Now, speaking of that, that's why I haven't. I was deploying more for PJ and Sarah was because you were always saying VPN.
Oh yeah. Well, I couldn't play literally from like December of 2022 until the end of May when I left China. I couldn't play at all. Like I couldn't open the game. So that was because of China, and China, the government of China blocks the internet because they don't want the people inside China to know what's really happening in the outside world. And
right. Which is ironic because all of them have VPNs.
Well, the rich ones do anyway, the rich ones. But yeah, so now that I'm no longer there, you know, I can play just like everybody else in the world can. It's no longer an issue. Now I'm just slow at it because I moved to a new country, started a new job, and was looking for a house. So once that kind of
Can I push the garden one more time for everybody? So everybody that's listening to the podcast, we've got Kevin's new garden over his house, and it still has plenty of spots for everybody. If you want to get in on the very first garden in Malaysia. So, hey, yeah. I bet that's going to get a garden of the month if somebody ever nominates my garden.
We'll see how that goes.
I'm done with my push.
Well, this episode won't go out for a little while. Maybe I just released one today. So maybe it'll be in another week or so. And hopefully it'll be filled up by then. I see more appearing. So that's cool. So Chuck, thank you so much for joining us for episode number 60 of the podcast. PJ and Sarah, thank you so much as always for joining us. Go check out everyone. Join the Facebook group for the Munz Maniacs podcast. We're not very active. We should be, but go join there. And remember, tell one Munzy playing friend about this podcast. Word of mouth. That's how we grow.
Okay. One a week.
One a week. Yes. Same person continuously. All right. Well, Chuck, thanks so much. Everybody else, thank you so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.